Today's Issues continues on AFR.
And indeed, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of Today's Issues. Fred Jackson sitting in for Tim. And with me to help me along through the busy news schedule of the day, Steve Jordle from the AFR Newsroom, and also Chris Woodward from the AFR Newsroom. They have switched locations for this half hour.
Tag teaming.
Now in another zip code.
Yes. Now we've been calling that studio Venus.
Hey, Venus.
Venus was in the news the last couple of days.
Yes, I know.
Is it talking about windstorms?
They're talking about noxious gas on Venus that might be signs of life.
Okay there, Chris?
it's Trump's fault.
Yeah, I was kind of joking about that because we've been taking our turns, us from the newsroom, when we're here on Today's Issues from Studio Venus, and I got interested in that story, noxious gases.
Noxious gases on Venus, I swear it wasn't me.
I had nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with it.
All right, as Chris says, they'll find a way to blame Trump.
That's right.
Hey, listen, part of the news team also is our good friend Jody Brown, who is editor-in-chief of our One News Now website. And Jody is here to tell us a little bit about what he does on a daily basis at onenews.com and how you folks can get involved and be all part of it. Jody?
You mean in addition to putting up with our reporters?
Yeah.
Oh, that. Okay. Yes. Actually, I come in pretty early every morning, shortly after you do, Fred, and I start looking at the stories that our guys have put together for the day. Mm. And I told many people, in fact, I told several folks at an AFA luncheon recently that I'm sure you can agree with this. I love coming in here to do what we do.
Yes.
Being a news junkie from many years back, an opportunity to get here and report things from a Christian perspective, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing, and it's literally something I look forward to every day. So when I come in, I start looking at the stories and do the lining them up for me to work on, and for our associate editor, Billy Davis, we divvy up the stories and work our way through them. We do it each and every day, and to someone it might sound repetitious, but if you're a news hound and you want to know what's going on in society, political, education, whatever, it's not a monotonous, not a repetitive thing. We're getting ourselves into the story. We have a passion for it.
You've been here now how long?
20-plus years now.
20-plus years. I was telling folks the other day that a website, a news website, was one of Brother Don's great ideas. Mm-hmm. Lots of great ideas. And it started off, you came from California. We forgive you for that.
Thank you.
And,
wait a minute.
I'm outnumbered here. I better be careful. but came from California and started as Agape Press.
Agape Press, that's correct.
That's how it all got started. And it kind of evolved over time. And Brother Don was thinking about a different name. And One News Now, the genesis of that was, it's a place for people, one place, one website where you can come and get your full menu of the news of the day.
Right.
As I like to tell people, we'll tell you what's going on with Hurricane Sally, and we'll keep you up to date on that and other news events. But the thrust of the website, Jody, really are the stories that our reporters do that deal with the important issues, the spiritual issues of the day. Abortion certainly is one of those, and we take a unapologetic pro-life stance.
Absolutely.
That's one of the stories we do. We talk about what's going on in our churches today. We talk about the impact of the mainstream media on the thinking of Christians. So it's all of those things that families need to be concerned about, and this is a spot, One News Now, where you can come and get views from a Christian perspective.
Right, and I think we're unapologetic about it. And we're up front saying we're going to try our very best to present things from a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective. there are times we're not successful at that. We'll admit that, but at least we're being upfront about it, not like the mainstream media, which tries to portray folks, okay, we're going to present this to you with no bias, and we've talked about this many times in the newsroom, that ain't happening.
No.
That ain't happening at all.
Now, you can go to the website directly, onenewsnow.com,
yes,
onenewsnow.com, but we really want to let folks know this week about a special offer that comes from onenewsnow.com. Tell us about that.
It's what we call our daily news brief, mm-hmm. and it's a absolutely free in your email box every weekday, a news summary where we put together a page of about seven or eight of our exclusive stories, ones that Steve and our other reporters put together. Have a few Associated Press stories in there, a few AP videos linking back to the story on our website. People can get that in their mailbox. We have a list of about 126,000 right now mm-hmm. that are getting it. And it's an opt-in list. And I know we've talked about that before. Yesterday you guys were talking about, hey, when we get your email address, we're not going to inundate you with emails from who knows where, mm-hmm. and not even from other lists that AFA has. We have an exclusive list just for One News Now. Mm-hmm. And if you'll find that right now if you go to the top of the page at onenewsnow.com. There's a it's impossible to miss Brant banner that says sign up here. Mm-hmm. And I just went through it this morning just as a test just to make sure everything was working like it should. And it took about 30 seconds. All you do is enter your name, email address, your state, I think your zip code, mm-hmm. bingo, you're in. And what people will get is an email to confirm have you signed up for this. And you have to confirm that you did sign up. And it's what we call a double opt-in mm-hmm. List. And so no one can go there and enter your email address for you because confirmation goes to your email. So,
you know, guys, I've been talking about the importance of where you get your news.
Yes.
Because telling folks that listened to an interview with George Barna the other day on Tony Perkins' program. And George Barna was talking about how worldviews are shaped. And worldviews are shaped at a very early age. And we like to try to encourage parents, Jody and Steve and Chris, to take advantage of things like this, to share these stories with young people, with their kids. So that they start, because we know what the world's view, for example, the pro-life abortion issue. Mm-hmm. We know where the world's thinking is on that. But we come at it from a unapologetic pro-life viewpoint on that issue. We believe that God creates life, and he creates life from the very second of conception in the womb. We believe that's a human being. We don't vary from that because we know we serve a God that does not change. And so we will give you the latest on that. It is an ongoing battle. One of the stories that, in fact, that we have in the stack today is President Donald Trump expands executive order defunding International Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that story. We get reaction from people on that. And on it goes. We do political stories, but we're not in any political party's camp. That's the other thing. Our guideline is not a party platform.
Correct.
Our guideline is God's word. God does not change. God's word does not change. So that's why when you come and you hear issues about the homosexual agenda, what's going on with the transsexual forces out there and how they want to change public policy and change laws, we talk to Christians who speak from a biblical perspective. That is so important because that's being lost today, even in some part of the realm, the Christian realm today. That we are unapologetic in that we believe the Bible is God's word, and that drives our editorial agenda.
Can I kind of piggyback on that? You mentioned the worldview impact we can have. Over the years, we occasionally hear from pastors who use our stories as fodder for sermon topics. Mm-hmm. We've also heard from homeschoolers, and I know we probably have a pretty good-sized homeschooling audience. If your children are studying current events, mm-hmm. they can use our stories as current events to discuss that. And I can't miss this opportunity to say that when we talk about pro-life, mm-hmm. we have, I think, one of the greatest reporters covering that beat for us.
Amen.
Charlie Butts has been covering that for decades. Mm-hmm. And like Steve has a passion for what's happening in the church and society, impact on society, Charlie has a passion for the pro-life movement. He talks to the state pro-life leaders regularly about what's happening in their state, the legislation. Mm. And that is not something that you're going to find in the typical national news coverage from the mainstream media.
Yeah. But now, we do allow with conditions, let's say you wanted to put one of our stories in your church bulletin. Mm-hmm. We allow for that kind of thing. There are some stipulations there.
Church newsletters, I would ask for just attribution where it came
from. This is a terrific resource, folks, and we offer it for free. You can get it. So take us through once again how people can sign up for the news brief.
Go to the top of the page, onenewsnow.com, and a big banner there says sign up here for the One News Now daily news brief. You click on that, you enter your name, first and last name, your zip code, the state, your email address, and hit submit, and you'll get an email in your box.
This tremendous resource, folks, for the whole family, for your churches, and I just urge you to get it because, as I say, your worldview is being shaped, and you want it to be shaped as a Christian, I know, from a biblical perspective. And here's an opportunity to take the Bible's perspective, the Bible standards, how we apply it to what's going on in our world today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you very much, Jody Brown, the editor-in-chief of OneNewsNow.com. All right, Mr. Steve, what we got next?
We've discovered the name of one of those L.A. County sheriffs that was ambushed.
Yes.
And we've discovered a little bit about the story of what happened and her heroism on that day. Her name is Claudia Apollinar, and we don't know her partner's name yet. Don't know if we will. Thankfully, I guess maybe miraculously, for having been ambushed at such a close range, they're both going to live. Mm. Don't know about their wounds, but after they were shot, Apollinar, Deputy Apollinar,
she was shot in the
cheek, in the jaw.
Yes,
and there's pictures of her after the ambush. She was able to get herself. She opened the door. Drew a weapon in case the guy was going to continue the firefight, went around and helped her partner out.
Mm.
And then there's a picture. I'm looking at a picture online, Brent, this is the Fox story, the front page of Fox News, where you can see her standing over her partner, blood just everywhere on her uniform because she was shot in the face and still doing her job. And she called in... radio traffic, made sure that the surrounding community was safe. Just a heroic actions from this 3-year sheriff's deputy who used to be a librarian before she was a sheriff's deputy.
What a change in career course.
Yeah.
Man.
Just amazing stuff. So I want to give kudos to Apollinar.
Yes.
Claudia Apollinar, a true hero in blue.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Congressman Kevin McCarthy has had some things to say about the reaction from a political opponent.
Yeah. he was on Fox and Friends, and I think, Chris, you pulled this one, didn't you?
Right. Yes. Speaking this morning on Fox and Friends, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized his Senator Kamala Harris from California for not saying anything about this recent ambush. Clip 4.
The former Attorney General of California, the top cop, as people would call her, has said nothing, has not stood up against this. And when you go across the country saying you should defund the police, when you watch the videos of those who are sitting by laughing as those police officers were shot, not caring for them, not helping them, when they were just sitting in a car protecting a community, it's appalling and disgusting to me. This is what is transpiring if we allow this Democrat policy to continue. They're talking about defunding the police. They continue to talk about it throughout the community. They incite the ability for people to do this, that this is going to be okay. Why don't they rise up to condemn this? Why don't they rise up to go see those officers? Why don't they help look for the individual who did this to bring them justice?
Now, in addition to this commentary from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, there's actually a political cartoon today at OneNewsNow.com from Michael Ramirez, and it shows kind of a drawing of the image that we all now have in our minds of the ambush, and it says, where are the protests over this ambush?
Yeah, good question. You know, Congressman McCarthy raised a lot of interesting questions for people to think about in that, Steve. You know, where is the calling out of these anti-cop protesters? Where is that? You know, Joe Biden, in responding to this the other day, he turned it into an anti-gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, we have to do something about these high-powered weapons. Well, the person who did this did not have a high-powered weapon.
It was just a pistol.
A revolver of some type.
Deadly, but still.
But the Democrats consistently go to gun control on these matters. That's what Joe Biden switched it to. He wasn't talking about the violence against police, because quite frankly, within the Democratic Party right now, that's not a narrative they want to talk about. They simply don't want to talk about that.
That's the magic word, Fred, is narrative. Because everything now that we talk about in politics, especially from the left,
right,
is narrative. It's story. Mm. It's not. We don't care much about facts or statistics or is there really a racial problem systemically in this country? Are most cops racist and out to get black people? The statistics don't bear any of that out, but that doesn't matter because we've got a story to tell. Mm. And if we got... We're a very compassionate people. I mean, just normally people kind of feel bad for other people who are hurting. Mm-hmm. And so when you come up to somebody and say, I'm a victim, I'm hurting, my immediate empathy kicks in and I say, I want to, you know, tell me about it. Let's talk about it. And that's what the Democrats are playing on, this need of or this propensity of Americans to feel emotion about something and to care for people, but they're playing it to a political end. That we don't care if they're really victims out there, as long as we can make people feel sorry or people feel victimized, we've done our job.
Well, I think that's why the president too has made law and order a theme mm-hmm. of his campaign, is bringing order back. I can't believe there are too many American people who are comfortable with now, what, day 101 or 102 in Portland, Oregon, violence, and they say, well, it's only a two-block stretch in downtown Portland. That's not the point.
Yeah.
You've given over a downtown area of a major American city to basically anarchists, and you're allowing it to happen. And I don't think, whether you come from a liberal political background or conservative, that, Chris, people are comfortable with that kind of image, those kinds of things being allowed.
Yeah. To be honest, if it was me and my family living in the Portland area where a lot of this is going on, I would have already moved, just packed up and moved, found a job somewhere else, and taken the foreclosure. Yeah. It's not worth staying there.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people are doing. I saw a stat last week, and this is an East Coast point of view. But what is it? Over 900 people are moving into Florida every day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
From northern states. And my speculation would be a lot of them moving out of New York, and they are not going to come back because of the way things are. And a lot of it has to do with the lack of respect that these politicians, be it Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, or Governor Cuomo of New York, or others,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine why more and more people aren't moving out of Chicago. But last weekend, again in Chicago, more than 40 people wounded in gun violence and over 10 people killed. Is it any wonder why folks, and I don't care what your racial background is, you want to get out of that?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is only so many people can afford to get out of it.
Yes.
A lot of people who are stuck.
Yes.
They just can't, they can't pick up and move. They have nowhere to go. They have no money for a truck or a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stuck in the middle of it. And by the way, we are now at 108 days, I think on the 7th.
On Portland?
It was Portland's 100th day. So, yeah.
All right, Steve, we only have a few minutes left. What you got?
Hey, how about a little bit of good news on the COVID front?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes.
The University of Pittsburgh has developed what they're calling the smallest biological molecule that completely and specifically neutralizes the virus that causes COVID-19.
Wow.
And they say they're testing this. They've created a drug called AB8. It is seen as a potential preventative. Not only like prophylactically, but you take it to keep from getting it, but you can also take it if you have it. It's been highly effective in preventing and treating the SARS infection, COVID, in mice and hamsters. So they're at the animal portion of the test. Mm-hmm. It does not bind to human cells. Listen to me talking like I know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It would suggest, according to the news accounts, that it will not have negative side effects on people because it doesn't bind to their cells.
Mm.
So we are looking at, if I'm reading it right, and I know this has a long way to go before it's, you know, a drug that we can use on humans and it's widely available. But this would be a game changer, I would think.
So this is different from a vaccine.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, this is a molecule that binds to the virus itself.
Yes.
And neutralizes it.
Yes. My understanding is a vaccine would energize your immune system to be able to fight a disease off. Mm-hmm. This actually goes and attaches to the actual COVID virus.
Yeah.
And takes it out.
Wow. Chris, that would be fantastic if something like this can be developed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the country needs right now. But, you know, there's efforts underway in the vaccine front. There is this. I'm not sure if this you refer to as an antigen, which would bind itself to the virus. But that's exciting when we have these kinds of things happening. And in a very strange way, when these pandemics come along, Chris, there are good things like this that can come out of it.
Yeah, there are. There's been a lot of effort that I think has kind of gone unreported in the way of like a therapeutic front. A number of people have pushed for and tried to find just a medicine or something of that nature that will be able to treat something immediately, not very invasive, things like that. I've heard several people say that they thought the therapeutic issue might actually be the better solution right now rather than trying to find a vaccine, based on the fact that it takes years, more often than not, for a vaccine to be developed, and then you have to maybe work on improving it and figure out which vaccine type is best for dealing with that. That's the reason why we have a flu vaccine sometimes that isn't effective. You'll have years where the flu vaccine really works, and other years it doesn't work very much. And that's been one of the big knocks or concerns against any COVID vaccine, be it from the U.S. or another country, is that, look, you know, it takes years, if not decades, sometimes to come up with something. Here we are 6 months into this, and we seem to think we might have a solution, so let's all line up and get it and hope we don't have any problems.
You know, it's amazing to me how the Democrats have politicized this. They're worried that a vaccine might come out before the election.
Yeah.
And so they're setting up a scenario, mm-hmm. a narrative, like we just talked about, that the president is going to rush the release of this, going to force these companies that are developing the vaccine to get it out there before Election Day to help him get elected. He was on Fox and Friends again this morning, and he said, might not happen till December.
You know, someone was pointing out on the radio the other day I was listening to, that we've been looking for a vaccine for AIDS for decades
yes.
and haven't been able to come up with it. It's not guaranteed that we're yeah. going to be able to find one against this.
No. And these companies, for liability's sake, are not going to put something out on the market.
Sure.
Just to, they're not necessarily friends of Donald Trump. These big companies. So the idea that somehow the president's just going to want to put this out and start giving it to people,
yeah.
which is what the Democrats.
Well, if President Trump is for it, then they're automatically against it. I saw someone saying that, no, they weren't going to take it if the president, because they can't trust the president
yeah.
on this. Like, you know, come on. And we have heard with the LA or the California County health official that says we're not going to be able to get out of this pandemic until after the election. It was a hot mic moment, might
yeah.
have been a misspeak, but that's what's on their mind. We got the Harris administration, and we got people hanging on to this thing through the election.
Oh, my. You know, we're in the midst of an election. I understand this, but this is one of the nastiest ones that I have seen. It really is. And
buckle up, folks.
Buckle up is right.
Ride.
And I don't think it's going to be over the night of November the 3rd.
I don't think so.
The way that the Democrats are talking with putting together legal teams that, regardless of what the results are, when it comes to President Trump winning the election, that they are going to fight this and fight it through the courts. We will wait and see. A lot of Republicans are saying they hope it is an absolute landslide victory, and maybe that will turn that around. Been good to be with you today. Lord willing, we'll see you again tomorrow right here on Today's Issues.